This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. On Sunday, Venezuelans head to the polls to choose their next president. They'll be deciding between socialist candidate Nicolas Maduro, who promises to continue the policies of the late President Hugo Chavez, and their other choice, opposition candidate Enrique Capriles. In American politics, musicians often endorse candidates, and politicians seize on particular songs as their campaign sound. But in Venezuela, campaigns seem to have their own soundtracks. NPR's Jasmine Garst reports from the capital, Caracas.
This is the music of the United Socialist Party. It's blaring from a punto rojo, or red spot. That's what Venezuelans call the red-roofed socialist party stands that are like polka dots across the country. 12-year-old Juan Antonio Gutierrez and his friends are manning it. Gutierrez explains that this song, by Venezuelan singer Lilia Vera, commemorates the failed coup against the Chavez government on April 11th, 2002.
No sé cómo explicarlo, pero me da un sentimiento porque en ese momento fue muy difícil.
He says April 11th was such a difficult time. We never want something like that to happen again. Gutierrez, standing in downtown Caracas, says he reminds passerbys that in his last speech, Chavez instructed followers to pick Maduro. Among the songs blaring from his socialist stand is one by popular Venezuelan musician Jani Kawam, who put Chavez's speech to music.
Óigaseme bien. Mi opinión firme, plena como la luna llena, irrevocable.
In the song, Chavez says his decision to leave power to Maduro is as clear as the moon. The singer then praises Chavez's revolution. In another, more posh part of Caracas, street vendors weave in and out of the endless traffic, selling the soundtrack of the opposition. The center-right Justice First Party, led by clean-cut Capriles, is not much for blaring music on the street. But several tracks on the opposition's CD sound like they could be playing at a club. They urge people to mobilize for job opportunities and freedom of speech. And the opposition scored a musical coup when Puerto Rican salsa legend Willy Colon penned a song called Mentira Fresca, or Fresh Lie.
Mentira fresca, hablo otra vez por televisión.
The lyrics take aim at Maduro. Fresh Lie spoke again on television. He said there wouldn't be another devaluation. He's just a substitute, in charge of making a disaster worse. This has become the anthem of the opposition. And as with every musical beef, there's a comeback. Last week, candidate Maduro responded directly to Willy Colon.
Te vamos a cantar la lengua mañana. La lengua.
He suggested Colon listen to Eddie Palmieri's Sujétate la lengua, or Bite Your Tongue, something no one in this election is doing. For NPR News, I'm Jasmine Garst in Caracas, Venezuela.